Hi everyone, Saint Maid here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here is what he briefly has to say. Hey Sandman, I'd like to know your thoughts on my two less than 30 second videos. Feel free to make a topic on whatever you want. Well, Mr. Anonymous, I'll play the shorter of the two videos now for everyone, but the other one is linked in the description, because I don't want to get a copyright strike. Here's the first video. So what do you guys think? It's fine as the intro or outro for a video about women in the wall, but I'm not sure what else you can use it for. The other Pokemon one you sent me I don't understand because I've never played that game or watched the cartoon. Again, people can check out both as well as your channel links in the description. As for the rest of the video, I want to talk about social mobility and the ability to become wealthy, which is quickly disappearing. Even holding on to a middle class lifestyle is becoming tougher and tougher. Everyone and their mother is now trying to make money on YouTube these days, and there are tons of great content creators. Today's Not So Mystery link points to four of them that I found recently, but there isn't much money on the platform anymore. The ad rates are about the same as they were in 2018 when I was last monetized, yet inflation has made the purchasing power of money decrease by 40 to 50% or more. Making money on a platform like YouTube means more competition. And even if you do make it after 1 to 1.5 years, YouTube will typically throttle your channel down. Because I guess YouTube doesn't want to see you succeed in the long run and become an influencer. Good examples are two channels I follow, one called Legion of Men, and he went down from 45 million views a month to 5 million, and still falling. As well as JJ McCullough, and he dropped from 20 million to 1 million a month. You're basically at the whims of the YouTube algorithm. So it's not worth it if you're starting off today. Plus, many online businesses have also been pretty bad in recent years. Most people have only been getting a 3% raise per year over the last 5 years. And that's not even keeping up with the prices realistically rising 50 to 100% for housing and investment assets. Not to mention food. If you've got paid off property, try and hold on to it and don't sell it to have a nice retirement. Because if you do, your children will never be able to get a house of their own. On top of collapsing social mobility, more men than ever are walking away from women in relationships entirely. 45% of women aged 18 to 45 will be single and childless in only another 5 years, more than half by 2035. Meanwhile, women's standards for dating men continue to go up exponentially. I've also realized that 15 to 20 years ago, you were a loser as a man if you lived at home past the age of 30. Yet today you're considered smart for doing so because you're saving money on rent by not paying some greedy landlord, and you're helping your folks with the bills. Get used to multi-generational households in the West again, if you aren't already living in one. So you might think to yourself, I can get away from a wife or girlfriend, but you'll still be at the mercy of a bitchy mother as her son husband. So how am I adapting to this current situation in this world? 75 to 80% of my income now comes from investments. My channel has become more of a public service announcement and to help me keep my mind somewhat sharp. Besides owning Bitcoin as a majority of my portfolio, a number of months ago I bought a fund called TLT, which is the US 20-year treasury fund from BlackRock, after getting out of big tech stocks which appreciated 100% in the last year and a half. I couldn't leave that much profit on the table. Thank God I've been saving every single cent and investing it wisely, the last decade while pretty much living in what I'd call poverty. I'll discuss more about the horrible situation we all face and what else we can do about it in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to the only hope for many is to leave the West for places with a cheaper cost of living while working freelance for companies or individuals in the West clown world show. That's what I'd be doing if I was starting out in my 20s right now. COVID accelerated the wealth inequality by up to 10 years. Now that interest rates have been cut in the United States and Canada, I'm predicting that home prices in Toronto are going to rise from $1.3 million to about $2 million. There's no way that people can keep up with prices rising that fast unless they're multimillionaires. The only things to invest in these days for Blackstone and BlackRock are single-family homes and rental properties. One guy in the industry said that most people have no choice but to keep on paying, and it's like they're customers at the Waffle House, and they've been chained to their tables. The economy is becoming one where only two types of companies can survive. The ones that cater to basic survival goods, and the rest that cater to luxury. Also, that's probably why we're seeing a lack of innovation. Because the former middle-class consumer isn't there to buy new types of products, because they're in survival mode, buying basic dollar store food and Walmart clothing. As I said, my salvation has been my ability to trade financial assets. Gary over at Gary's Economics says that 98% of the guys he worked with on the trading floors for the big banks were all sons of millionaires and billionaires. So for most people, even the ability to make millions a year trading is reserved only for the ultra-wealthy. I've also been kind of discouraged making non-memes of the week content. I'm getting somewhat tired of discussing female nature in long form. I prefer the memes videos because they show women's craziness in action. And besides, YouTube views are dropping for everyone, and Twitter X is also collapsing too. I've had a harder time finding decent memes recently because people aren't as incentivized to post interesting things on there anymore. My revenue wasn't much, but it's declined about 60% on that platform. I used to post things on there that were getting millions of views 6 months to a year ago. Now I'm lucky to see 10,000 views per post. Most only average 1,000 views. I'm not the only one. I'm seeing everyone's views on Twitter and X fall precipitously while the mainstream media like CNN and the Young Turks gain more subscribers and views on both platforms, including YouTube. So you kind of know where the algorithms are pointing people. Even the CBC or Canadian Broadcasting Corporation is rising exponentially with regards to view counts. Looks like the elites are rapidly getting rid of citizen journalists, and it's not like we can start up websites again and grow them, because the search engines won't even add them to their database. So I suspect many are about to face a dark age of information and options to better their lives. If you're stuck in the middle class, you'll probably be stuck there, and will only be able to rise relative to the other people in your class. But you'll never be able to rise up into the upper middle class, unless it's through a miracle or something. What really pisses me off is that Manosphere grifter types are still telling you that it's possible to get rich and that there's social mobility. These days, staying single as a man is not only a smart decision, but it's essential if you want to even have the smallest amount of money in your bank account. It's bad when I'm seeing dozens of channels like Jack Morgan Red Leather Productions highlight people complaining about their financial situation. And it's like a train wreck that you just can't look away from. I'm not particularly blackpilled, but I think it's over for the West, and it's going to end up looking more like India going forward. Maybe that's why we've been importing so many Indians in places like Canada and the UK recently. Because they don't complain about the poverty in India, and are passive so they make the perfect citizens in a society with massive wealth inequality. Because they won't fight back against it. Unlike the local white dudes. But those are seeing their testosterone level drop thanks to microplastics in their balls. A docile lower class is essential to maintain order and protect the wealth of the wealthy in a society with massive wealth inequality. At this point, you need at least $5 to $10 million to protect yourself. Even then, that's a moving target. You need to keep growing your wealth by 10 to 15% a year from here on in. That means that if you've got $10 million right now, you need to add another $1 million after tax to your pile this year. $1.1 million the next year, and so on. In one way, I hate seeing this, but another way, I don't. Because I realize that the only way people are going to reproduce again is if they aren't spoiled and don't experience overindulgence in their lives. Ironically, if they're dirt poor, then they're more likely to procreate. But we're talking about 19th century $5 to $10 a day per family poverty that'll do that. Kind of like what we're seeing in Africa. Meanwhile, all the high-net individuals I know have 4 or 5 kids because they can afford to. And it doesn't impact their pocketbook all that much. I suspect that extreme poverty and inequality is how the fertility crisis will be fixed. But that also means people won't actually be able to afford their digital dopamine devices. Because after all, digital abundance is still abundance. I'd like to see a post-scarcity world with artificial wombs where we all live pretty well. But on the current trajectory, that doesn't seem like it's going to happen. I don't even know if any of you guys like videos like this anymore, with so many people choosing to watch meme videos instead. So I've been focusing on those. Plus, many of you have also told me that you don't have the attention span to sit through content like this anymore. Sure, some people will leave the West with their wealth and live well abroad, but most will probably be too poor to leave when the times get really bad, and AI starts to take over many of the jobs, that they won't have any skills that they can actually work remotely with. Also, love Andrew Tate or hate him, he's right that the only way to survive what's coming is to find a way to get into the 1%. Of course, he was doing that by ripping people off in the War Room and Hustlers University memberships, not to mention trafficking women. But that doesn't mean that his point isn't valid. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and check out his channel and videos if you have a chance. Don't forget to smash the like button the way the corporations are smashing our pocketbooks. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and it won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a black pill a day keeps the hope that you'll have a great future away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.